baby, don't you wanna go? Down in that living light city, sweet home Kokomo. Yeah, we can hear that grind. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great to be back here again. I was here 2 years ago, and I've been to a lot of festivals. There's a lot of festivals in Australia every year that I go to, and in other parts of the world, but there's nothing quite like Augusta, ladies and gentlemen. It's just fantastic to be here.
Absolutely.
What do you reckon, Brad?
Yeah, likewise. My first time here, and I love to play and I love to teach, so it doesn't get any better than this. This is pretty great. I would like to especially thank Phil Wiggins and John Cephas for helping get me here.
You better come on in my kitchen. gets met here at the festival. And it's great to be playing together. Yeah, the winter time's coming. It's gonna be snow. You can't do the winter. Just drive on slow. You better come on in my picture. Yeah, we'll take it out. Don't you be waiting out door. Thank you. I'm just going to change the guitar tuning here. For my students, I'm going into open E tuning.
For my students, I'm going into whatever tuning I can get. Thanks to Alan for the harmonica on those last two tunes, man. You saved my life.
That'll teach you to eat peanuts and play harmonica. Great.
That's right. Didn't get anybody in the front row to that. Oh, this has been great. This has just been so much fun to. I've taught a lot of harmonica, and I have never taught at a place where the overall skill level of musicians is so high. It's so exciting to be teaching and throw stuff at people and have them catch it and throw it back at you harder than you threw it. So it's a lot of fun.
Thanks again, folks. It's been a short set. We've only got one more to do. Turn you around. Well, the blues that our poor heart is in. Well, the blues that our poor heart is in. Like a consumption, killing your body with.
a grand.
Very much.
Thank you.
Grant Dermody on harmonica, Dom Turner on guitar. Well, we have a little bit of business. How'd you like that psychedelic light show we had for you in the beginning? Was that nice? You know, acoustic music, we can't really shell out for the full psychedelic light show, but you know, we do our best so that you get the full thrill of the electricity of the music. Thought you'd like that. Don't worry, we strapped him down backstage. It won't happen anymore, it's okay. There's a little thing I have to get out of the way. Whoever is parked in their cars in the little alcove that's right by the dance pavilion, I guess they need to do some unloading from that zone. So if your car is parked right out there, right in that little space right by the dance pavilion, you better hustle on out there while we're changing the set, Anna, and move it out of there, because they need to do some unloading. Anna, what else have I got to tell you? You know, there's a panoply of events for you tonight. You know, if you get snackish, the snack bar is going to be open down there. I'm only trying to share with you my own personal obsessions, you know. When I think music, you know, you think musicians are up here thinking deep, beautiful thoughts while we play. We're really thinking about our snack after the show. At least that's what I think about. So the snack bar is going to be open till like 1 or 2 in the morning, and it's over there down beneath the dining hall. I think it's Benedum Hall. Benedum, whichever. Anyway, one of the things about this music, I think all of musicians and all of the people that love this music, we're all not only obsessed with the music itself, but we're interested in the history and the people that made the music. And our next performer is a person who's spent the past 30 years looking into the history. He's a historian, he's a folklorist. He goes beyond just the music itself and really delves into the people and the times that made the music. And I know that I've been on the blues circuit for many years, and I've heard his name in so many places. Have you heard Sparky Rucker? And this is my first chance. Please welcome him.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see, I owe everybody $5, right? Check's in the mail. That was a tradition of music that came out of North Carolina called Piedmont style, and you've heard some good Piedmont this week. One of the early purveyors of that was a fellow named Blind Boy Fuller. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby. Hey, gal. Don't you hear me calling you? You're so sweet. So sweet, little woman, so sweet. I love my baby, Lord, I love her to the bone. If you see my little woman, won't you please send her home? 'Cause she's so sweet. So sweet, little woman, so sweet. I could holler like a mountain jack. I'd climb the Smoky Mountains and call my baby back. She's so sweet, little woman, so sweet. So won't you help me call my baby? Hey, baby. Hey, gal, don't you hear me calling you? She's so sweet, little woman, so sweet. I usually do 20-minute introductions to 3-minute songs, but I believe I better keep it brief tonight. It's an old Sam Chapman song called... It's a sing-along. You'll know your part when you come to it. Well, I told you you could go, Lord, and don't come back no more. This is your last chance, shaking it in the bed with me. That's your part there. Well, I told you to your face, I got another woman take your place. What I said, this is your last chance, shaking it in the bed with me. Well, Lord, you can shake it, you can break it, hanging on the wall, throw it out the window and catch it before it falls. Lord, you shake it, you can break it, hanging on a line. Come on now, I don't want it, 'cause it ain't no love of mine. I told you in the fall, when I didn't have no woman at all. What I said, this is your last. Shaking it in the bed with me. Well, you know that you kicked all the covers out on the floor. You better be glad you ain't gonna get to kick up no more. You know you wear your mini skirt above your knees. Now selling your jelly to any man you please. This is your last chance, shaking it in the bed with me. Well, shaking, breaking, hanging on the wall, throw it out the window and catch it before it falls. Shake it, you can break it, hanging on a fence. I don't want it, child, 'cause I got good sense. I told you, Don't come back no more. This is your last chance, shaking it in the bed. That's your last chance, shaking it in the bed. Last chance, shaking it in the bed with me. Sounds like they were giving out free tequila on the way in here. Some at Joe Crow, you know, they try to get fancy. They say, Jose Cuervo, that means Joe Crow. Give me some of that there, Joe. Last song I'm going to do for you is a gospel song. I know some of you out there are heathens, and we got to reach you while we can. And while we reaching, you reach in your pocket, put something in the collection, please. My favorite uncle, my Uncle C.B., preacher man, Church of God or Sanctified Church. Don't want to get it mixed up with the other churches of God. But he would, after he'd give his sermon, he'd extend the invitation. He'd say, is there one? Is there one? Make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change, make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change. Oh, if I were you, I'd make a change. Pretty simple song. He is talking to your soul, make a change. Come on now. He is talking to your soul, make a change. Make a change. He is talking to your soul, make a change. Oh, if I were you, I'd make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change. Let me hear you now. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change. Oh, if I were you, I'd make a change. The blood is running warm in your veins. While the blood is running warm in your veins. While the blood running warm in your veins. Oh, if I were you, I'd make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit? Come on. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change, make a change. Don't you hear? Oh, hear the Spirit. Oh, make a change. Hear the Spirit say, make a change. Make a change. One last time.